Chapter 1. River Foster drove the snow machine as fast as she could, with a full load of pelts and supplies. She wanted nothing more than to reach home and be with Tatum again. Working beside her had become such a pleasure, and the last few weeks without seeing her every day had been torture. The wind whipped River's long hair around her neck, and she could hear the ice pelting against her helmet as the temperature plummeted. If the weather holds off, it will take just a few more hours to get to the village, then home. River was lost in thoughts of home until the bouncing light from a snow machine coming up the river caught her attention. What damn fool is out in this weather? She watched as the driver got within a quarter mile of her, and then the light disappeared. River couldn't hear the ice crack over the rumble of her machine. But she knew. She knew the driver had broken through the ice and was probably now underwater. River steered her machine off the trail and headed to the riverbank. When she slowed to a stop, she surveyed the scene and saw that the snow machine was partially submerged, the engine still idling, and the driver was nowhere to be seen. She recognized the machine and rushed forward in search of the driver. Nothing. River used her gloved hands to rake away the snow from the ice covering the water as carefully and quickly as possible, but there was no sign of the driver. She continued for another 50 feet until the ice became too fragile to approach. The swift flow of the water beneath the ice would have carried them away quickly, and she hadn't arrived in time. Pain filled her body as she realized what had just happened. A young life had been swept away unnecessarily, and there was nothing she could do. Tears froze against her cheeks as grief struck her like a bullet. Tatum Chastain felt a growing sense of anxiety as the day ended. Her lover, River Foster, was due to return from her winter trapping season at any time, but Tatum felt a cloud of dread filling their home as she paced from room to room. The men from the village had completed the extension to the main cabin and built the additional outbuildings for storage and extra working space. Tatum tried to stay busy, carrying firewood for the large stone fireplace in their new bedroom and the small wood stove. She noticed Poe, her faithful raven companion, preening in the sleeping space she had made for him on one of her trips to the woodpile. The wind whipped viciously around the cabin, and the temperature hovered near 30 degrees below zero. She placed a kettle of water on the stove to boil and filled a hot water bottle to place under the rabbit pelts she had lined Poe's bed with. The men had installed sheets of plywood as a windbreak for the porch, but it was still bitterly cold. She shivered as she stepped outside the warm cabin. Tatum had moose steaks and other sides ready to cook, waiting in the refrigerator to welcome River home. She looked at her watch. It was already past 7, so River might not be returning tonight. Tatum cut 2 slices of bread from a loaf she had baked and covered them with blueberry jelly while she waited for her coffee to brew. Tatum washed the dishes and admired the growing menagerie on the windowsill. She had added several pieces while she waited for River to return. She was incredibly proud of the pair of wolves she and River had seen while checking the trapping lines in the late fall. A gust of wind hit the kitchen window, and Tatum looked outside at the blowing snow. The drift had grown so high she could barely see the woodpile. She would need to shovel in the morning to clear the bathroom path. Tatum chuckled. Nothing is worse than slogging through snow when you really have to pee. She was determined to use the chamber pot only as a last resort, and her plan had worked so far. Tatum hoped tomorrow would be the day River returned. She added wood to the stove and turned out the lights before walking to the bedroom. After adding more wood to the fireplace, Tatum dressed for bed and turned down the covers. The village women had gifted them several thick quilts with lush down pillows in appreciation for all their hard work. She smiled at the beautifully carved headboard River had surprised her with at Christmas. Her fingers traced the beautiful characters. "Please come home to me tomorrow." Tatum pulled the covers over her and clutched River's pillow against her chest. The woodsy scent of River filled her senses and guided her into a night of peaceful rest and dreams of her beautiful lover.